This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. The Southern Illinois Master Naturalist is a nonprofit group of volunteers who donate their time doing nature education research. And the group has recently developed a flyer warning of the hazards of using a certain type of landscaping shrub. The scientific name of this non-native plant is Nandina domestica, or more commonly known as heavenly bamboo. And while it may be attractive and have benefits in our home landscape, one side effect is anything but divine. Because according to the flyer provided to WSIU Radio, the bright red berries contain chemicals that later produce hydrogen cyanide, which is toxic to people and animals.
In small concentrations, that's pretty toxic to small critters like local bird populations.
That's Austin Little, an expert with the Extension Service.
My position at the U of I Extension is I'm the horticulture educator for Jackson County, Randolph County, Williamson, Franklin, and Perry. So kind of the five-county region here.
And can I assume that this is an example, I think it says in the article, of a plant material that really was on the market for ornamental? People like nice bushes like this.
That's correct. And, you know, my background is in landscape design. So I think it's one of those things where the path to ruin is paved with good intention. So for a long time, Nandina, heavenly bamboo or sacred bamboo, was seen as a really good option because it's low maintenance and it's shade tolerant, it's heat tolerant. In our regional climate, it's broadleaf evergreen. So there are a lot of reasons that it was a popular choice, and now we're finding out that it has some of these invasive and kind of harmful characteristics to the natural environment.
But back in its home turf, heavenly bamboo does great. It gets along very well with its neighbors.
In its native range, where it's considered a native plant in Asia, it is a plant that animals can use as a food source, and some animals there are adapted to be able to consume that because it's a native species. So here, it's exotic, and the local animal species and even the local plant species aren't adapted to live in the ecosystem with that species. So it hasn't adapted over thousands and thousands of years to have ecological benefits that these other species that have adapted and acclimated to the local environment, to the ecotype that we live in. One of the big red flags for the species was there was an event that a lot of a flock of cedar waxwing birds died, and when they autopsied the birds, they found there to be a lot of Nandina berries in their systems, and so that's where they kind of discovered, I think, that this could be a problem.
Another expert agrees.
I guess it was first discovered out of the University of Georgia, where there was a bunch of cedar waxwings died.
Botanist Chris Evans is an extension educator with the U of I Extension Service.
They sent them in for analysis, and it was determined they died because they had eaten a lot of these heavenly bamboo fruit and this basically cyanide poisoning.
What does the shrub look like?
They call it heavenly bamboo. It does have somewhat of a bamboo nature in the sense that it'll have little nodes and a small central stem. But it does have pretty, you know, dissected leaves that come out from it, and then a cluster of red berries that often form kind of right in the top. So it is a beautiful plant for sure, but it's one that, you know, because of these worries about poisoning birds, and then it also has been shown to escape and become invasive, especially farther south than us. It's something that, you should consider before planting it.
But if you already have one of these plants in your landscape and you don't want to remove it, Evans says that you can prune this heavenly bamboo before the berries ripen.
Yeah, you could. You could do it when it flowers or even, you know, once the berries are starting to form, they're green, they're not yet ripe and attractive to birds. At that point, you could cut them off. The helpful part of that is they tend to be in one big cluster. So instead of cutting each flower or each berry off, a lot of times you can just find, you know, that central point and cut them all off at once.
If you choose not to plant this shrub in your yard, Evan says there are some good native alternatives, including one that always looks good, especially at this time of the year.
You know, one of the ones that really come to mind right away is winterberry. So winterberry is one of our native hollies, and it has a lot of those same characteristics that people like Heavenly Bamboo for, in the sense that it has a lot of bright red berries. They stay on through the winter, and I think it's not a big shrub, so it would be one that I would think would be a great, you know, replacement for this.
That was U of I Extension forester Chris Evans, and before that, U of I Extension Service horticulture educator Austin Little. And they were talking about the non-native Heavenly Bamboo plant, whose berries, when red and ripe, produce cyanide, which is toxic to animals as well as to us. To learn more, see our website. For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.